For the past several weeks, we've been featuring stories produced by WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute. This summer, our Youth Reporting Squad looked into youth voting, the LGBT teen community, and guns. Lily Rao, a senior at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Raleigh, has the final report in our series.
My mom is white, my dad is Indian. This leaves me with brown skin. When I was younger, I didn't pay much attention to the fact that I was brown. It was as normal to me as my brown hair. I soon realized that not only were Kim Possible, Cinderella, and Nancy Drew all white, but all of my classmates and friends were white too.
We have all my yearbooks somewhere.
Kieran Sundar is flipping through his elementary school yearbook.
I don't know what year this was.
He's Indian, and like me, he grew up going to a school with very little racial diversity.
I remember on, like, picture days, my picture always came out looking darker for some reason, along with, like, the two other Indian kids and the two other black kids. It was almost like they weren't expecting us.
Zion Lane can relate. She and I are both seniors at Cardinal Gibbons, a predominantly white high school.
I was, like, sitting at the top of the bleachers, and I, like, looked down, and I was like, nobody's hair looks like mine. Nobody's arms are brown like mine. I guess in that way I was like, I am different, but I still didn't really get it. Maybe about fourth or fifth grade, that's when I really used to hate my hair, and I was like, I really just want straight hair. Is that too much to ask?
I feel where Zion's coming from. In middle school, I hated my brown skin. I thought I'd be prettier if I was white. When I was 12, before I would get in the shower, I would take my mom's concealer and paint my face white. My friend Zion said it wasn't just at school where she felt out of place. It was also when she watched TV.
I guess when I realized I was brown, I was like, well, I guess I can't be Hannah Montana, because Hannah Montana's this major pop star with the blonde wig and da-da-da-da. And I was like, I'll never be that. I'll never become that. But then when I saw Cheetah Girls, I was like, this is my chance, you know?
Kieran didn't see representation in the Bollywood movies he grew up watching. He's transgender, and when he was living as a girl, he couldn't relate to the light-skinned female characters. After Kieran transitioned, he started to feel more comfortable in his darker skin, because for the male characters, skin tone wasn't important.
If masculinity for them is not seen as anything sort of in terms of beauty or like physically, but in terms of strength and power and like intelligence or cunning or whatever, then my perception to like what my skin looked like changed a lot.
But this still wasn't enough. There was no one that represented brown transgender youth, so Kieran had a hard time finding his identity.
I spent a really long time wondering if I was like looking for something that didn't exist or like looking within myself for something that wasn't there.
Similar to Kieran and Zion, I couldn't just flip on the TV and see myself. Having white as normal or beautiful made it hard for me to feel normal or beautiful. I thought I hid my discontent pretty well, but my mom always knew, and it was hard for her to see.
It was something that I couldn't easily fix. It wasn't, you know, a broken toy. It wasn't a scraped knee. It was the reality of the world, which is that when they look at you, they make assumptions that they don't make when they look at me. And I think that's a heartache that's hard to describe.
I can't pinpoint one specific moment where I started to love my brown skin. It's been an ongoing process. For a while, I had to fake it. I had to fake it for my little sisters. I wanted them to see me as a role model, someone they can look up to be reminded every day that brown is beautiful and that they are beautiful. At some point, I started to believe myself. I am beautiful in my brown skin. For WUNC's Youth Reporting Institute, I'm Lily Rao.